Benvenuti alla 27ª lezione di Pimsleur Inglese Americano 1.
Listen to this conversation.
Hello, Charles. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too. When are you going to go to Washington?
Tomorrow night.
And what are you going to do today?
Today I'm going to work. And you?
I'm going to see some friends.
Ask me if I'm going to work.
Are you going to work?
Say that you don't think so. Say that you don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Say,
lei pensa di sì.
You think so.
Say,
lei pensa di no.
You don't think so.
Tell me that you don't think so.
I don't think so.
Say that you're going to go to New York.
I'm going to go to New York.
Say,
forse.
Maybe. Maybe.
Ecco il nome di un'altra città degli Stati Uniti, Boston.
Listen and repeat.
Boston. Boston.
Say that you're going to go to Boston.
I'm going to go to Boston.
Adesso ecco come si dice che lei pensa di andare a Boston.
Listen and repeat.
I think I'm going to go to Boston. I think I'm going to go to Boston.
Ask what he's going to do there. Ask what he's going to do there.
What are you going to do there?
Say that you're going to see some friends.
I'm going to see some friends.
I miei amici.
My friends.
How do you say in English?
80.
80. 80.
85.
85.
Now try to say
90.
90. 9. 90.
92.
92.
99.
99.
Now say
89.
89.
Mi domandi quanto le devo.
How much do I owe you?
Answer:
$90.
$90.
Ecco $100.
Listen and repeat.
Here's $100. Hundred. Dred. Hun.
Say
$100.
$100.
Say
$150.
$150.
Now say
180.
180.
190.
190.
È troppo.
That's too much.
170.
170.
165.
165.
147.
147.
Mi domandi quanto mi deve.
How much do I owe you?
Lei non mi deve niente.
Listen and repeat.
You don't owe me anything. Anything. Thing. Thing. Any. You don't owe me anything.
Say,
lei non mi deve niente.
You don't owe me anything.
Say,
$100.
$100.
Say,
$90.
$90.
Say,
lei non mi deve niente.
You don't owe me anything.
Ask,
perché no?
Why not?
Perché?
Because.
Lei non mi deve niente.
You don't owe me anything.
Ask me what I want. Ask me what I want.
What do you want?
Try to say,
non voglio niente.
I don't want anything. Anything. I don't want anything.
Now try to say,
non ho niente.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Che cosa ha?
What do you have?
Non ho niente.
I don't have anything.
E non voglio niente.
And I don't want anything. And I don't want anything.
Voglio $100.
I want $100.
Voglio partire.
Listen and repeat.
I want to leave. Leave. To leave.
Say that you want to leave.
I want to leave.
How do you say,
non voglio partire?
I don't want to leave. to leave. I don't want to leave.
Dica che non vuole in una forma breve.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Try to say,
parto domani.
I'm going to leave tomorrow. I'm going to leave tomorrow.
Partiamo.
Listen and repeat.
We're going to leave. We're going to leave.
We're è la forma contratta di we are. Adesso dica partiamo domani.
We're going to leave tomorrow. We're going to leave tomorrow.
Partiamo insieme.
Listen and repeat.
We're going to leave together. 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 Together.
Come va la sua pronuncia?
Listen and repeat again.
Together. Together. Together.
Try to say,
andiamo.
We're going to go. We're going to go.
Say,
andiamo insieme a Boston. Faccia attenzione all'ordine delle parole.
We're going to go to Boston together. Together. We're going to go to Boston together.
Io e mia moglie.
My wife and I. My wife and I.
Andiamo insieme a Boston.
Are going to go to Boston together.
Say,
vado a trovare alcuni amici.
I'm going to see a few friends.
Now try to say,
mia moglie vuole andare a trovare alcuni amici.
My wife wants to see a few friends. My wife wants to see a few friends.
E io lavoro.
And I'm going to work.
Say,
voglio partire con lei.
I want to leave with you. Leave.
Ma non posso.
But I can't.
Perché no?
Why not?
Perché?
Because.
Non ho soldi.
I don't have any money.
Non ho niente.
I don't have anything.
Say,
Ho molti soldi.
I have a lot of money.
Ho 90 dollari.
I have $90.
Ho 100 dollari.
Or $100.
Lei può partire con noi.
You can leave with us. You can leave with us.
Domani.
Tomorrow.
Andiamo insieme a Boston.
We're going to go to Boston together.
E poi?
And then?
Andiamo a Washington, D.C.
We're going to go to Washington, D.C.
Forse.
Maybe.
Vorremmo andare a trovare la nostra amica Mary.
We'd like to see our friend Mary.
Lei abita a Washington, D.C.
She lives in Washington, D.C. She lives.
E lavora lì.
And she works there. She works.
Non ha una macchina.
Listen and repeat.
She doesn't have a car. Doesn't. Doesn't. Doesn't have. She doesn't have. She doesn't have a car.
Ask.
Ha una macchina? Lei sta riferendosi alla sua conoscente.
Does she have a car?
No, non ha una macchina.
No, she doesn't have a car. No, she doesn't have a car.
Lei abita a Washington?
She lives in Washington.
E non ha una macchina?
And she doesn't have a car?
Try to say,
non ha bisogno di una macchina.
She doesn't need a car. She doesn't need a car.
Ripeta insieme la forma affermativa e negativa.
She needs. She doesn't need. She needs. She doesn't need.
Now say again.
Non ha una macchina.
She doesn't have a car. She doesn't have a car.
Mi domandi se ho abbastanza soldi.
Do you have enough money?
Say,
sì, penso di sì.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so.
Try to say,
non abbiamo bisogno di niente.
We don't need anything. We don't need. We don't need anything.
Try to say,
e la nostra amica?
And our friend?
Non ha bisogno di niente.
Doesn't need anything. Doesn't.
Partiamo?
We're going to leave.
Domani sera.
Tomorrow night.
Vorremmo visitare Washington DC.
To visit.
We'd like to visit Washington DC.
E vorremmo andare a trovare la nostra amica Mary.
And we'd like to see our friend Mary.
Ask if the department stores are open now.
Are the department stores open now?
Say,
non abbiamo bisogno di niente.
We don't need anything.
Ma vorremmo comprare qualcosa.
But we'd like to buy something.
Per la nostra amica Mary.
For our friend Mary.
Say that it's too late.
It's too late. Too late.
Say that the department stores are closed now.
The department stores are closed now.
Say that they're open tomorrow.
They're open tomorrow.
Say,
partiamo domani.
We are going to leave tomorrow.
Insieme.
Together.
Say,
Boston è cara.
Boston is expensive.
Ma Washington è più cara.
But Washington is more expensive.
Questa lezione di inglese americano 1 include esercizi di lettura. Se lei preferisce fare subito gli esercizi, prende il suo libretto di lettura e lo apre alla pagina della 27ª lezione.
Read number 1.
Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller.
Now, read number 2.
Our girl is bigger.
3.
I'd like to have dinner with you. I'd like to have dinner with you.
4.
I need $60.
5.
Have you seen Wall Street?
Ha fatto caso che il numero 1 ed il numero 5 contengono entrambe una consonante doppia? Le doppie consonanti suonano come se fossero una sola, e la vocale che le precede è sempre breve. Ripeta il numero 6 dopo averla ascoltata.
Bitter, biter. Bitter, biter.
Adesso legga il numero 7.
Hello, nurse.
8.
Don't litter.
9.
I'm sorry.
10.
Please pass the butter.
11.
This tea is finer.
Ascolti e ripeta il numero 12.
She filled my glass. Filled.
Le lettere E e D alla fine di un verbo indicano un'azione che è successa nel passato. Si pronunciano quasi sempre come una sola, da. Legga il numero 12 ancora una volta.
She filled my glass.
Adesso provi il numero 13.
The man opened the door. Opened.
14.
The lady closed it.
15.
I'm pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you.
16.
We owed him money.
17.
She welcomed him. Welcomed.
Adesso ascolti e ripeta il numero 18.
We missed the bus. Missed.
Noti che il suono delle lettere finali E, D è un po' diverso. Dopo una certa combinazione di lettere, il suono D si pronuncia T. Legga nuovamente il numero 18.
We missed the bus.
Adesso provi il numero 19.
He stopped to eat.
20.
We kissed. Kissed.
21.
She stayed too late.
22.
You're excused. You're excused.
Fine della 27ª lezione. Si conclude così la lezione di oggi. Quando lei continuerà con la prossima lezione, la invitiamo a cominciare con il track numero 2.